Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Testing a hypothesis this morning, I was eating a hot crust bun, not toasted, in the studio yesterday. It's just what I had available.
How did I not notice that?
I don't know.
Weird. Anyway.
It got me thinking. Okay, I'm gluten-free. I haven't eaten most baked goods in something like 18 years.
Mm.
Finger buns are not one I've really been craving. It's not been high on my priority. All right, if I had 24 hours to eat everything I wanted, regardless of what my stomach can actually process, finger buns probably wouldn't make it. But as I bit into this hot crust bun, I realized this isn't too different. The bun itself, they're both called buns. They've probably got some sultanas in there. It just needs a bit of icing and a bit of coconut. So I have got some gluten-free hot crust buns here. And I think we're going to try them and see if we can add some icing, add some coconut, and see if it's roughly the same as a finger bun. And possibly take the burden off a lot of fellow celiacs who are craving a real finger bun.
Is the coconut not in the icing when we have a finger bun?
It's a bit of both. I feel like it is sort of stamped on top.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a choice, Brooke. Do you want fruitless or with fruit in your...
I'll go with fruit. I feel like that's the fair way to go.
I'm going to dunk that in some icing.
Can I just say, when I mentioned this to my lovely fiance last night, Corb, and was like, we're doing this thing where we don't know if, you know, finger buns and hot cross buns are the same thing. It kind of blew his mind.
Okay. I'm going to run around and pass it to you.
You did not think to bring a plate in, did you? Because this isn't going to get messy at all. Thank you. You know what? I was a bit worried looking at the consistency of the icing. It looked quite runny. Now you've put it together, it actually looks exactly as it does on a fruit.
As soon as I sprinkle that coconut in, well, I'll prepare my own now. I'll go a fruitless one, and I hope people are playing along at home. I hope people are having a crack.
I just want to say as well, I'm not usually a big hot cross bun person, like the standard hot cross bun. I also am the same. I don't like love a finger bun. I'll go every now and then. I'll feel like one, but it's not my always go to when it comes to kind of baked goods. So
okay.
I feel like I'm unbiased. Is my point?
Have a crack, Brooke. Okay. This is fruitless hot cross bun with icing and coconut on it.
Let's go.
And just going in for the bite. Nice big bite. She's weighing it up in her eyes, I can tell right now.
They are very, very similar.
Really?
Yeah, the icing, sorry, my mouth is so full.
I'm going to go in for a bite.
Icing's a bit runny, but it tastes very similar.
I haven't had a real finger bun in 18 years.
Go.
Yeah, I'm getting the vibe.
It's the same thing.
Wow. The jig is up.
We're on to you baked goods people. That is good.
Big finger. Your days are numbered. Hot tip.
Put icing on your hot cross bun, guys.